He was so compelled by the gospel being told in his language that in 30 below weather, he walked 5 miles across a lake to make a phone call.
That's Dan Hatfield of Nations One for Christ. I'm Andy Napier, and this is Footsteps from TWR. Dan, give us an example of how God is using the radio ministry of Nations One for Christ to reach the First Nations people of Canada with broadcasts in their own language.
One of the more amazing stories is we put the radio station on the air, and not long after it had been on the radio, one of the colleagues that I worked with at the studio that we built up there, he's a gentleman who's in his late 70s. We'd been on the air in the morning with Gary Kiekwisch preaching in his own language, and I'd been helping him do this. And we left to go out to get some lunch or something. And this guy, Tony, took a phone call. And this native man was listening from his, we'll call it his cabin, out in a remote lake. So there's no electricity, no plumbing. He just lives in a little shack out in the middle of the wilderness. But he's got a radio, and he was listening to the radio station. Now, it was 30 below zero in the middle of winter. And he walked 5 miles across a frozen lake to get to a telephone to call Tony to find out exactly what was that message, what did that mean. He was so compelled by the gospel being told in his language that in 30 below weather, he walked 5 miles across a lake to make a phone call, and Tony led him to the Lord right on the telephone. We followed up and went out there later and met him, and Gary was able to go out and disciple this man, and he's actually become one of the church leaders in that area now.
Wow, great story. To learn more about Nations One for Christ, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.